Sure.
I think somewhere in this it was said that we've covered this again and again and again, and we have no responsibility. It's ADWR, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the point we're coming back to is, yes, we do have a responsibility. Whether or not there is another entity involved in setting the standards and the controls and the requirements as the permitting authority, we have to make sure all those boxes are properly corrected. And that's the horse that somehow seems to be getting back up from time to time.
Brad, go ahead.
Again, what I'm coming to is all that information has been brought before us already, and it's not our job to second-guess the engineers or the hydrologists. We take that information that's brought to us, and if the hydrologist and the water district and the only engineers tell us that it meets the standard, then I don't believe it's our job as a commission to try to outguess the engineers. That's not our job. Our job is to take the information they give us and go with it. Yes, it is our job to make sure it's there, but if they tell us no, there's not enough water, or no, you can't, you know, then we take that information. But if they say yes, we're supposed to take that without trying to beat the engineer and whatever else down either.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're talking at cross purposes here, right? What the point is this is the permitting authority, right? And as the permitting authority, you have to make sure that those boxes are checked. You can't simply say, well, that's ADWR. We're not involved in that, okay? We have to make sure that ADWR standards or whatever the requirement is are met. To your second point, if this commission is aware that that engineering report is erroneous, right, this commission must, both ethically and legally, make that known.
Well, Mr. Friend, one quick comment. I know that the hydrology report is still pending. Okay, number one. Number two, the particular property that Mr. Gomez owns is within the Alpine Water Improvement District.
I was speaking generally, not to this specific case.
I wanted to make sure that you understood that we had those letters already in file. He is in the district. Mr. Gomez wants to provide, which is the local water authority. But Mr. Gomez is talking about making sure that the materials and labor to get the water from the last point to his lot, which he's entitled to because he's in the district, can then be done. And he's willing to do that. And we have a letter from the water authority that says he can handle that. And I just wanted to make sure that that's clear. Now, Mr. Gomez had something to say.
I think you covered it. The only other thing I would say is the septic system or sewer system that we're talking about has no leach lines. So I cannot contaminate any of the aquifer anywhere around. I also did go to the Forestry Service, and when we spoke, we addressed those concerns and also the fencing concerns for the elk so that they can go through the property.
Mr. Freeman.
Well, if Mr. Gomez is done, I just wanted to speak to Mr. Fish for a moment here. Mr. Fish, in our meeting in September, we had folks show up and speak on call to the public, and they spoke, and we could not have any dialogue with them. They were talking about this case, which was not on the agenda, so that was the appropriate place for them to bring that up. And we could not discuss their points, their issues, their concerns, because it was in call to the public. So I recommended to the chair, and the chair accepted that we have in this session their opportunity to speak again, and we could dialogue with them. So I'm a little surprised that the item is titled the way it is. Should have included those folks that were here in the call to the public and the opportunity to dialogue. So could we move to that?